AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is just about to leave Paris and the climate talks, taking a moment to talk about who will succeed him in the White House.
I'm anticipating a Democrat succeeding me.
The president in the past few moments.
I'm confident in the wisdom of the American people.
President Obama says he is also confident the world will come up with a major climate change agreement in the coming weeks, and parts of it should be legally binding, he says.
America's already leading on many issues, and climate is no different. We've made significant progress at home, increasing production of clean energy, working to reduce emissions, while our businesses have kept creating jobs for 68 straight months.
He says he wants to see a deal that will allow countries to continue to update their carbon reduction targets regularly. On another subject, the president said he's optimistic that Russia will come around on the need for Syrian President Bashar Assad to leave power to end his country's long civil war. But President Obama warned the turnaround would not come overnight. It's been snowing in parts of the nation's midsection. Some parts of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota had to cancel school yesterday. National Weather Service forecaster Brad Adams says it's not really very cold, though.
We've had a very mild fall, and this system here isn't really wrapping in a lot of cold air with it, so just an efficient snowmaker.
The University of Chicago is reopening this morning, a day after a man was charged with making an online threat suggesting that some white men on campus would be killed. The posting suggested the killings would be in retaliation for the shooting death of a black teenager by a white Chicago police officer. Black Friday promotions are expected to push November auto sales to near record levels. Jeep sales are up 20%. This is AP Radio News. So now that Cyber Monday is history, how did retailers do overall? AP correspondent Mike Gracia with an early look.
Web shopping traffic was heavy on Cyber Monday, with retailers projected to enjoy a 12% bump over Cyber Monday sales of 2014. As of 7 p.m., Adobe was estimating Cyber Monday sales would rise to $2.98 billion by the end of the day. The research firm Comscore was projecting over $3 billion in sales, and some hot sellers were in scarce supply or gone by mid-evening. Adobe found 13 out of 100 product views returning an out-of-stock message as of 7 p.m. I'm Mike Rossia.
It's been a tough road, but RV production is back just about where it was before the recession. The industry says dealers are taking delivery of all kinds of RVs now, from less expensive towable ones to those standalone motor homes. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop, with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.